Turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share. The magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. Well, today's a special day for lots of people. Actually, it's a special month for lots of people. Well, if you're a girl, it's your month because it's International Women's Month. Today we'll be learning some cool facts about women. I'll be interviewing a woman. I bet you can choose who that woman would be, probably. And we'll be learning more. And now, even be telling you something very cool that is about to happen in a few years. Let me tell you something cool about women before we get started on our first song. On March 19th, 1911, a German woman named Clara Zetkin organized the very first International Women's Day. Inspired by American working women, the animal and band took on the causes of peace in an effort to World War I, as well as women's rights. Over the years, interest in International Women's Day dwindled. It gained momentum in the 1960s, where the women's movement caused women to wonder why they weren't included in the history books. That's just all we have for now, but we will be learning about stuff in the future. So this is just like how Women's History Month started. That's just a little, like, fact. So let's play Get Back Up Again by Anna Kendrick from Trolls. To get started, you might notice something cool of all the songs, but let's be quick so we can do our special interview with the woman I like. Let's get started.
I really hope I can do it. 'Cause they're all depending on me. I know that I must leave the only home I've ever known and brave the dangers of the forest, saving them before they're eaten. I mean, how hard can that be? A sunny sky, so shiny and blue, and there's a butterfly. Well, isn't that a super fantastic sign? It's gonna be a fantastic day. Such marvelousness it's gonna bring. Got a pocket full of songs that I'm gonna sing, and I'm ready to take on anything. Hooray! Some super fun surprise around each corner. Just riding on a rainbow, I'm gonna be okay. Hey! I'm not
giving up today. There's nothing getting in my way. And if you knock me over, I will get back up again. Oh, if something goes a little wrong, well, you can go ahead and bring it on. 'Cause if you knock me over, I
Hi, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now I'm going to interview, did you guess correctly, my mom.
Yay!
I'll be asking her some questions, she'll answer them, and then she'll be asking me some questions, I'll answer them. That'll actually be the same questions. It's okay if we say the same thing twice. If we don't say the other question, because I'll know what that question will be.
Okay.
Okay. Our first one is, what is your favorite part of being a girl?
My favorite part of being a girl is being your mom. That I get to teach you things, and I get to watch you grow up, and I get to see all the cool things that and exciting things that you do, and just, you know, being your mom.
That's a very nice answer.
Oh, thanks. It's true.
Our second one is, do you like being a woman?
Yeah, like I said, I get to be your mom, and I get to be a teacher, and I don't know, I guess I never really thought about it too much, but yeah, I do. Do you? Oh, I guess it's your turn next, right?
Yeah. What is your favorite school memory?
My favorite school memory? Uh-huh. As a teacher or when I was a student?
I guess when you were a student.
My favorite school memory when I was a student is, I remember a long time ago, we had Pioneer Day. It's when I lived in Arizona, and we had at my school something called Pioneer Day, and we got to dress up like pioneers, and I made butter for Pioneer Day, and everybody in my family pretended like they liked it, and then about like 10 years later, everybody announced to me that they actually never liked the butter that I made for them. So,
what grade were you in?
What grade was I in? Fourth grade. What do you think?
It's funny.
Just something that I remember, but I don't know, a lot of things were fun. I like to play outside. I like to I don't know, I liked a lot of things at school. I keep trying to ask you a question, but I guess it's not my turn to ask you a question yet, is it?
What two accomplishments are you most proud of?
What two accomplishments am I most proud of? Well, obviously, and I don't know if this is the answer, maybe this is just the nice answer to you, but it's true. Obviously, being your mom and being Brody's mom is something that I think is an accomplishment, and I'm very proud of that. But by myself, like things that I do, or do you want to know that?
Wait,
because my favorite accomplishments would be you and Brody, but maybe that's not what you want.
Okay,
what do you want to hear?
So you could do like one accomplishment from being a mom, and then one from you like just being alone.
Okay, so that's one, and then my other favorite accomplishment was when I went to school to be a teacher, and then I got my master's degree in teaching, and I got, you know, that made me feel proud too. It was more school. And then, I guess that, I don't know. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think life has changed for women since you were a young girl?
Well, like what I just said, like a long time ago, I guess it wouldn't be that women would get to do the same things as men did. So they wouldn't really go to school to learn new things, and they wouldn't really be able to have jobs and things. So they wouldn't be able, you know, they wouldn't go to school and they wouldn't get to learn. And there's still places in our world where women don't get to do things that men get to do. And so what was the question? I already forgot. What was it?
How do you think life has changed for women since you were a young girl?
Oh, since I was a young girl? Since I was little?
Yeah,
I'm talking like hundreds of years, I guess. But like, since I was little, I don't know. I think International Women's Day is a new thing. Like, I don't think that was around when I was your age. I think that was, do you know what year it started? Did you look that up or in your research?
Yeah, we never did.
I think it was,
it was 1911 it started.
I think that was the Women's History, like, week or something. But I think that the day, like, Women's History and International Women's Day was, like, started in 1994 or something. I'll have to look that up. But, But that's new, and I think that women get to do new and cool things all the time. So I know you have a story for us later that you looked up that is about something cool that's going to happen, but I won't give it away. But that's, there's something interesting coming, right?
Yeah, it's a very cool thing coming. We'll have to wait
till, what year, 2020?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to wait till 2020 to see the really cool thing that she's going to tell us about. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, our next one is, which women do you admire and why?
Which women do I admire and why? These questions are tricky. Well, I think there's so many that people that you could admire, but can I tell you something?
What?
That might be your nice answer to you, too. You. I admire you. You know why?
Why?
Because you do think, like, you when you get an idea, you always do it. You always try. And I think that's a great thing for everybody to do. If you get an idea, you might as well do your best and try to do it and see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I admire you.
Our next question is, what advice would you give to young people?
I think the same thing that I just said, that you should, if you get an idea, you should just go for it and give it a try, because you never know what you'll learn through doing that, and you'll never know what could happen if you don't try. This is like the same thing I tell you all the time, right?
Yes. So Mom will ask me these questions.
Oh, good. My
and
favorite
I
part.
Can answer them now.
All right. What is, number one, what is your favorite part of being a girl?
Wait, does it say that?
It does. You wrote that.
Oh. Okay. I guess my favorite part of being a girl is getting to do all these cool stuff we get to do that a lot of people weren't able to do a long time ago.
Like what?
So, a lot of people weren't able to attend school back then, but now I'm happy that I can go to school and meet friends and learn more.
Smart. Good answer. Do you like to be a woman?
Of course I do. Like I said, I get to do all those cool stuff that not a lot of people didn't get to do before.
Yeah. That's good. And what about school? Since what is your favorite school memory?
I don't know.
That's a hard question, isn't it? I thought it was hard, too. What do you think?
I don't even know.
Well, what's one thing you like about school? That maybe is easier.
Mm-hmm. So my favorite part of school is, like, like I said, meeting friends and learning a lot.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. All right, this is hard. This was a hard question for me. What two accomplishments are you most proud of?
I guess this one's a bit easy because I get to do this podcast, which I'm really proud of. And I'm just,
what else?
I'm just like proud of being your daughter.
Oh, that's nice, Chloe. That's a good answer, too. How do you think life has changed for women since you were a young girl? How do you think life has changed for women since you were born? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
I guess not a lot of stuff.
Probably not a lot, right?
Yeah.
What do you think should be different?
Well, I know something is gonna be different, but we'll get to that, the special story that you're probably waiting for later.
It's a teaser, right? Okay. Which women do you admire and why?
Of course I would admire you.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you're my mother. And I love you because you're just so nice to me, and you let us do all those fun and you let us do a lot of fun stuff.
I love you too, Chloe.
What
advice would you like to give to young people?
I would probably say that everyone, you should be nice to others, and then maybe they'll follow your advice, and it'll just keep going on and on and on, so everyone in the world could be nice to each other.
Like a kindness train?
Yeah.
Or like telephone, but with kindness?
Yeah, I like
that.
Nice.
I like that, too. That's a good idea. All right, well, that's all the questions that we have. What's next?
So, next will be... how far I'll go from Moana. And then, it's time for this cool story.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong, I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now it's the story you may have been waiting for. It's really cool. Let's learn more. The U.S. Treasury Department announced that their new $10 bill will feature a woman who played a major big role in America's history. There has never been a woman on a $10 bill or any kind of dollar bill, so it'd be really cool if that happened. It will be released in 2020, which is a few years from now. 2020 is the 100th year's anniversary of when women got this right to vote, which is very cool because people didn't get to vote like that. The department does not know who will be on the bill, but you could share your opinion at the new 10.treasury.gov. There are a few rules. One, the person must be living, must not be living. Number two, George Washington has to stay on the $1 bill. So I'm guessing this should be a rare bill. So if you're looking at a $1 bill when a new bill is invented, and it does not have a girl, but you thought it had a girl, let me just tell you, it's the $10 bill, not the $1 bill. It's a very cool chance for women to get to be on a dollar bill, so I hope it turns out great. Here's Fantastic by Lucy Calendari, because girls are fantastic, and this chance is very fantastic. Here it is.
I'm feeling fantastic. I feel enthusiastic. I'm feeling like I want to sing la di da dum da di da dum da di da dum da di. Sometimes you gotta sing da di da di di di, 'cause that's the only way to describe that magical feeling inside. Sometimes you gotta sing da di da di di di, 'cause that's the only way to celebrate the magical being alive. Oh, da 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 di di.
Circle. It's time for our friendship pledge. Our friendship pledge is, even though this episode's about women and how they're very important, if you're a man or a boy listening, of course you're important too, because everyone can be important in their own way. And that's a lesson everyone should learn.
I love that. You just beat that up. That's cool, Chloe. True.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're cooler than Beyonce. I'm just saying. Well, she's pretty cool, but I think you're cooler.
And this is our last song. It's from my mom. Let's.
It's not from your mom. Well, I'm picking it.
Well, she's picking it. So let's hear what it is, Mom.
Okay, I'm picking the last song. Chloe, let me have the honor of picking the last song in the friendship circle today, and it is a song that reminds me of Chloe all the time, and it's Never Gonna Let You Down by Colby Calais. I said that wrong. It's okay, right?
Mm-hmm. So this will be our last song, so let's
put this music on.
bye.
Hello, when you're feeling low and you just don't know where to run to. Broke, if your heart's been broke and you feel like you're all alone. If you need something to believe in, if you're looking for a light to guide you home, just look inside, your light is shining brighter than you know. You should know, I'm never gonna let you down. I'm always gonna build you up. When you're feeling lost, I will always find you love. I'm never gonna walk away. I'm always gonna have your back. And if nothing else, you can always count on that. When you need me, I promise I will never let you down. Ooh, 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 ooh.
never gonna walk away.